Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
If there's one flaw, if there's one error that a lot of people make, it's thinking that forgiveness is an actual single decision and then we walk away from it. The reality is it's a lot more complex than that. Whenever we experience something that impacts our lives, it touches all areas emotionally, cognitively. It has an impact on our understanding of the world and how it works. It has an impact on our beliefs about people, maybe the goodness of people and the goodness of the world, and therefore it then, all of this stuff put together, then has a big impact on how we are in the world and how we act. So it's obviously quite a complex process, and if forgiveness is a kind of a decision that's made too quickly and doesn't consider all of these elements, there's a couple of things. One, there's a chance that it won't be a real authentic forgiveness. It might just be a token forgiveness, in which case it's probably going to manifest itself in another way later. The other thing is that it will be time limited, and you might experience a bit of a honeymoon period, and then some of these issues will raise themselves. In other areas, it's quite common for people to say that they've forgiven, but their actions actually say otherwise, and that can often be a really difficult thing, particularly in relationships, and that can actually spread that impact further and further out. So it's probably better to actually go through the process actively and to work it. And I would, one suggestion I've got, one strategy we're going to play with on Mind Games today is work towards planned forgiveness and actually ask some pretty important questions. What's it going to take for me to forgive this person? What will it mean for me? Why is it important to me that I forgive this person? And actually get a real understanding of what my motives are and where I would like this to go and why it's really, really important for me to do this. Am I asking something of the other person that I feel I need to forgive them? And if so am I asking for some form of reparation? Is this something that I need in order to help me process my forgiveness? Is this a reasonable or realistic request? Sometimes we can ask something that others just can't give, and so we actually have to consider this for ourselves. The other really, really important question when it comes to forgiveness is, am I actually able to myself leave this event in the past next time something similar or an issue comes up between us? Can I trust myself and catch myself not to use the fact that I've been wronged as ammunition next time and actually continue the issue along and continue it into other aspects of my life? So there's some things to think about next time you're working towards forgiveness, or if you are working towards forgiveness with someone. And next time we'll look at self-forgiveness and the other side of that coin. See you next week on Mind Games.